dark makes you feel he's a cool exec with a heart of steel.
And Iron Man, all just a thing. He fights and fights with his ultra ring. A blazing armor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have returned with another episode of The Action Room. I am Tony Wolf.
And I am Phil Richardson.
Now, let me just take you back. When The Action Room took its first baby steps, we started at the... That's exactly right. We started at the crappy, smelly Big Apple Comic-Con. And then, after several months, we moved to the second annual New York Comic-Con. And now, The Action Room has grown up a little bit. It's taken a few more baby steps. Giant steps, even.
Giant. We're becoming a man.
That's Toddler right. The Action steps. Room is becoming the virile...
Or a woman, sorry.
Pubic hair having adults that we all know it could, should, and will be. Because Afua, producer Mike, and can we talk about the other person who was there with producer Mike?
My girlfriend.
Mike, producer Mike's girlfriend. We can't say... Can we call her S? Mrs. S?
Yeah, I don't know how she feels.
Like Mr. X for, yeah. You know, Mrs. S. Ms. S.
Yeah, not Mrs. Where are you going with
this?
Anyway, we went to the San Diego Comic-Con.
You know, action fans, producer Mike made my night when he called up and told me the news about the con after he'd flown eastways halfway across the country all the way from San Diego. And
which is a big deal because I never leave New York.
You know, for producer Mike to even leave his room... Yeah. Or his block, for that matter. Or, you know, the neighborhood of...
His chair.
Yeah. His chair.
My chair. You're good with
so he got some big celebrity IDs, action fans. This is not a joke.
Yeah, we have real IDs this time.
This is completely for reals.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you about it right after this little ditty of music.
We
so
promise.
Rock on.
I really got to give it up to Mike. He was absolutely relentless.
Producer Mike once again proves tenacious and relentless.
Whew.
In the dictionary.
Hardcore.
It says producer Mike.
That's right.
This was a big challenge.
Yes.
Because
no press passes.
The thing is, I had a press pass. I didn't have the press pass.
It was a
pass.
Primitive, low-level press pass.
It just said guest.
Yeah, for some of these big ones, you needed like a special
right.
studio press pass.
Right.
So this is where the balls came in.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Balls
and
of fury.
Balls of fury. Now, I have to give it up also to my girlfriend.
Ms. S.
For not only, you know, being my girlfriend, but for helping out. She really schmoozed the right people.
She helped schmooze.
She's a really nice person,
yeah.
and people noticed that. So we were able to sneak into backstage areas that no one else could do. Eventually,
right.
we were kicked out.
Right.
But for the time
not
being,
until you'd gotten
we got some
many,
really
many
good
names.
Ones.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a few, but let
now,
me see.
Now, promoting the Iron Man movie, of course, director Jon Favreau, Robert Downey Jr., who's playing, of course, billionaire inventor Tony Stark, the wonderful Terrence Howard, and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start. We got the Robert Downey Jr. and Terrence Howard one.
Now, also, this footage is also going to be on video on our YouTube site, right? The Action
there.
Tube.
All these IDs will be there. And
you got to see
great.
It to believe it. Not
yeah.
just the audio, but you got to see these people's
these
faces.
These celebrities saying the Action Room.
And...
Awesome.
Later on, we have Liv Tyler holding up an Action Room business card.
A lot to come.
While endorsing it. So let's hear the Iron Man group, right?
Yeah,
here we go.
First Robert Downey and Terrence Howard, and then Jon Favreau.
That's how we roll.
Robert Downey Jr. and Terrence Howard
that's
coming at you.
Tony Stark.
And I'm Rhodey. And we're coming at you for
May
Action
2nd.
Room.
The Action Room,
May
2nd, 2008.
That's true.
You gotta be there and you might find out the true switch. I'm Iron Man.
Right.
The next one is Jon Favreau, who I'm just a huge fan of
yep.
as a director from Swingers and stuff.
He's really worked his way
and
up.
What I was really impressed by is this new movie, it didn't have any CG from what I saw.
They're going to use very minimal CG. Most of it is practical effects.
Practical effects, and it was just amazing stuff. I can't even imagine they would need CG at
yeah,
this point
yeah.
for what I saw.
So here's our buddy, Jon.
What's it called? The Action Room?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, this is John Favreau, the director of Iron Man, and you're watching The Action Room.
Okay, so these are pretty quick. We'll run through them.
Now, for the Hulk movie, we got Liv Tyler. Ed Norton would not do it.
Ed would not do it, which is fine, you know.
Yeah. He doesn't get in on the action.
Yeah, he doesn't, you know, it's his loss. okay, so here's Gwyneth Paltrow still for Iron Man.
Okay, right.
It's called The Action Room.
The Action Room?
Yeah. So,
what do I say? Hi, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow, you're watching The Action Room? Okay. Hi, I'm Gwyneth Paltrow at Comic-Con, and you're watching The Action Room.
So much fun.
Now, we tried Liv Tyler for some other horror movie that she did with Scott Speedman.
I don't know what that is.
And she said no, but then my girlfriend, this is where the girl power
is. Ms. S, that's her name on the show.
She came and she helped. She got Liv to do it. And here's
girl
her,
bonding.
Because Liv is also in the Hulk movie, so here's her.
Playing Betty Ross.
Now, she holds up an Action Room business card, which you'll see.
You got to see it.
Hi, I'm Liv Tyler, and you're watching The Action Room.
So who else we got next?
Okay, so we got, now, James Hong. He's been, like, Big Trouble in Little China, Blade Runner.
I love Big Trouble in Little China.
He's also in Balls of Fury.
Oh, so, starring Christopher Walken.
Which is the new one. So he's very contemporary. He's super funny for an old guy.
Yes, I love his ID that he gave us.
Yeah, here it is.
Let's take a listen.
Yeah, hi. This is James Hong, and I do not watch The Action Room. I might, but I have to find out what's in it. So I may watch The Action Room. Who knows?
So the most interesting, I think, of all of them.
Yes.
Was the one who didn't give us an ID.
And that was?
Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
Groening, it's pronounced Groening. I know you want to say Groening, people.
I would like to call him Matt Groening from now on, though.
After he was slightly combative, but still witty and engaging.
I have to say I respect him more than all these people, probably, for what he put me through.
It's interesting, because having just watched it for the first time, and we're about to play it for you, it's like he is giving you the time of day while simultaneously not giving you the time of day.
Yeah, he basically said he would rather give me an interview than give me an ID because he doesn't know what he's endorsing. And I understand that, but...
And he has a good joke here. He has a good joke here about what the Action Room could be given its name.
And I think he gives some really good advice.
He makes very salient points.
He's a smart guy.
So let's take a listen.
Matt, are you a fan of podcasts?
Yes, I am a fan of podcasts. I listen to a few. You know, time is short, so I don't listen to that many, but yes. I listen to Harry Shearer, who voice of The Simpsons. He has a podcast that's fantastic. And Ricky Gervais. Anytime Ricky Gervais, another guest star on The Simpsons, does a podcast, I check that out.
Are you a fan of somebody that has not yet worked on The Simpsons?
We got a long list of people that we would love to have do the show.
Is there a top three?
A top three? No, there is not a top three. I can't. I don't know. You know what? You know, here's the thing. You can't say who you want to get on the show because then it feels like they're being pressured from the wrong direction. You got to go. You got to do sneaky behind the scenes.
What would you suggest or advice for people who are trying to be just like you?
If they're trying to be just like me, I would say design characters you can identify in silhouette, and if you're doing stories, finish them. The world is full of half-completed stories. Finish your story.
Do you have a technique to finishing things? Because that is a hard thing.
I use deadlines. So that's another good thing, is to be hired on whatever level you can and give yourself a deadline or have someone else give you a deadline and then stick to it.
And do you plan to watch The Action Room?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell this is. I just said, you know, here's the thing. The guy shoves a microphone in my face and asks me to endorse whatever this is and say, oh, you're watching this, whatever it is. And so I don't know what it is. And so this could be a porn channel for all I know.
Believe me, we're not into porn. I promise you we're not into porn. But now that you have the website, would you give it a glance?
I'll check it out. What is it again?
The Action Room.
If you
have
the time. It could be the best.
Wow,
awesome. It could be. I don't know.
Matt, I appreciate your time, and I'm sorry if we offended your sensibility.
No. Here's what you did. You stuck a microphone in my face, and you asked me to endorse you.
Okay.
But I don't know what you are.
Well, we love The Simpsons. The Action Room loves The Simpsons.
There you go. There you go.
We're endorsing you.
You endorse me. There. Yeah. Okay. Good. Bye.
Yeah, so that was a hell of a weekend. Thank you to producer Mike Afua and the mysterious Ms. S for all of your hard work and tenacity. And check out those videos on our YouTube link. Producer Mike, what do you have to say about the end of the show? Anything exciting?
Oh, next time we should probably get real press passes.
How about that shit?
But
next time we're going to have 70 million cameramen working for us.
But I was going to say that even if we do get it, it's really not the Action Room way.
DIY all the way. Even when we run Hollywood, we're going to have a shitty camera and someone's going to go press the red button.
What's DIY mean?
What does that mean?
Do it yourself. Oh. You guys don't know this? DIY. Am I the only?
I was like, what?
Am I the only hip dude from the 80s? Please write into the MySpace Action Room site and let me know that someone else knows what DIY means.
Like driving.
DIY. Do it yourself. Like fans.
While interviewing.
Dude, like you know when the Ramones played, they inspired all those bands. That's DIY. Do it yourself. If you don't have the prestige or the clout, do it yourself and become fucking famous.
Well, then yeah, exactly, Tony. DIY.
And on that note, I'm Tony Wolf.
I'm Afua Richardson.
We got producer Mike here. And a big shout out to the mysterious Ms. S. And have a great week. Post on the forum. Rock out. Live your lives. Create and be wonderful.
Yeah!
See ya.